Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God. Amen. This sermon is entitled Sinners Together. What is sin good for? Absolutely nothing, you might say. But I don't normally preach on this subject, but I think it's just helpful this morning as we come to look at this passage from the Sermon on the Mount. So in this lengthy reading we had from Matthew's Gospel, we find Jesus commenting on the Ten Commandments, and he is expanding them, if you like. And it seems to me that he wants to take them to ridiculous extremes that none of us could possibly adhere to. So he equates murder, anger to murder. He says, if we call someone a fool, that's like committing blasphemy. He seems to want to stretch everything to extreme. He seems to be after a perfection that we couldn't possibly adhere to. And you wonder what is the point he is trying to make. After all, we all get angry. And as for lust, I'm always lusting after my sister's kitchen. You should see it. It's just fabulous. I don't think we can look at the prescription that he's giving us for holy living if we detach it from the person of Jesus himself. Jesus isn't wanting just to give a way of life. He's actually wanting to build a holy community that will seek to follow him as Lord. He's trying to build the church, and he's trying to give an ethic as to how this community will live. And what he's doing by pointing, stretching the Ten Commandments and making them so extreme is he's pointing out that you will never be able to keep these commandments on your own. You are going to need the love of God, Jesus' example, the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, and above all, you're going to need each other. The point he's trying to make is he doesn't want you to trust in your own righteousness. He wants you more to be like a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, if you like. And he wants the church as a community to be like Alcoholics Anonymous. Hello, my name is Julia and I am a sinner. Hello, we are Woking Methodist Church. And we are a group of sinners in need of redemption. And we need the love and grace of Jesus. And we need one another if we are going to in any way be good. And goodness should be our aim. So if we look at these prescriptions through that prism, we then find a different colour to them, if you like. So when Jesus says, if you're coming to the temple and you're bringing your offering, but you are in poor and broken relationship with your brother or sister, leave the offering at the temple, go and be reconciled with them, and then come back and make your offering and worship me. He's trying to say that a relationship with me and with other people is a seamless venture. It's not an either or. When you come to make oaths, I found that one a really interesting one. Jesus says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. He says, if you get into the habit of going, I'm telling you this and I swear it's true, it kind of hints that the other time that you're talking to people, you could be telling them an untruth or a lie. Yeah? And what he's saying is that all our speech should have an honesty to it, because everything we say is within the presence of our Heavenly Father, who is there and part of everything that we do. And then the other one that was interesting for me was when he speaks of marriage. I don't know about you, but when I heard that one read this morning and saw the words on the screen, some of that just made me feel very uncomfortable. But there's a wonderful theologian called Stanley Hauritzer, and he comes to Scripture in such an interesting way. And he says, whenever we read the words of Jesus, we must understand the context in which Jesus is speaking. So when we hear those words that he spoke on marriage, Jesus was offering a liberating perspective. We have to understand that back in Bible times, a woman's place within the community was to be economically and socially dependent upon her husband. In other words, to be part of the community, women needed to be married. And Jesus is trying to make a balance, a corrective to that. And he is saying that women don't need to be remarried. They can be held within friendship, within a loving community. And for the time, that would have been revolutionary. So what are we to make of all of this? I think I would come back to this. We must understand these words of Jesus as he is speaking as the Son of God, wanting to make this new ethical community, not based on our own righteousness or our own sense of good, but all of us understanding our need of God and our need of each other. Look, friends, I would say to you this morning, it is hard to go and seek forgiveness from people if you think that you are good and if you think you are right. We are all to come to work together and know that probably none of us are as good as we think we are. We have all fallen short. We are all sinners and in need of redemption. And you know what? I end this morning saying, that is a good thing. It is a liberating thing. And if we can embrace it and live it, it is a life-giving thing.